If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch a YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Brendan.
Happy Friday.
Yep.
Froggy, you look like an El Dorado showroom.
I forgot that I had to do the show. So I went to get my blood work in my Vice shirt.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm not the weirdest dressed person ever walk in here.
Yeah, I love like, a lot of people.
You didn't get compliments?
No.
No.
Well, bless you.
They were doing it, you know. Nice shirt.
Eyeballing.
Yeah.
Well, it is a nice shirt.
I do get that. I go to the improv in this, and everyone's like, oh, look at you. And I'm just like, it's Vice Shirt Friday, guys. I've worked here for 4 years. Please, just understand what's going on.
Yeah, understand what's going on. And everybody else is like that. I was told that you guys get crazy on Friday. I'm like, what? Just because we wear shirts?
Crazy shirt.
I mean, they didn't even act like this when we were doing that Hard Rock.
Well, that's the whole the reason we did it, I think, in the first place is we had the Hard Rock show and we're like, look for the guys in the Hawaiian shirts. That's how we're going to do it for our we didn't do video streams. And we're just like, if you guys are looking for us, we're the guys in the crazy shirts, Vice Shirt Friday. And that's just how it started. It started years ago back in the poker room. Did we do it in the OG poker room or not till we moved to the new one? I think when we moved to the new
one. We didn't do it. I originally did it outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it moved inside, we did it there. And then when they started expanding, we did it outside.
Right. We did it outside the
main
room.
Like where they do the fights and stuff. Right.
Right.
So
yeah, I remember that. Let us get to headlines, ladies and gentlemen. And those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We'll get to all football things, of course. Bad Thursday night football game last night.
Holy smokes. I've never seen a team go from 40 points two consecutive weeks to crickets.
Five straight losses, dude.
Right.
I think Alvin Kamara just read a quote on Twitter that said, I've never seen the Dome exit like that. He goes, but we deserve it.
Yeah.
But the Panthers locally last night fell to the Vancouver Canucks. Paul Maurice saying, we just didn't have a lot of gas in the tank. The Panthers... I honestly, Leroy, I thought they got screwed last night, even with that all being said. But I think I got to change some behavior in my life because, you know, I'm a father now. Well, I've been a father for 12 years. But I'm a father of a sports fan now, or a growing sports fan.
And he's starting to act like you.
We got a problem.
It's your fault.
This fan.
Wait a minute. We don't have a problem. This is you. I've told you repeatedly, even on this show, how fans start acting like you. And now, Tommy.
It was quite the night because I had, first of all, he was almost like you because this kid's asking me hockey rules left and right. I'm like, oh, my God. And so we're going to instant replay. And we're—I mean, he is incensed because we thought first they go to replay on a wraparound goal for the Canucks. We thought Bob made the great, maybe a save that was right there with the bobbery, where he goes from one side of the post to the other, full split, looks like he got the puck out, and they're like, "I see a little white. I see a little white ice." I'm like, "Oh, all right." Well, that was one. I'm like, "Hey, don't worry about it. That was a really good effort. We're down 1-0." And like 11 seconds later, bang, Panthers even it up. It was a great. Then Evan Rodriguez, he goes and he does a wraparound goal, literally like the exact same thing. And I'm like, what ice? And they showed, because they showed the over angle. Like they go that over angle.
Yeah.
It looks like Bob got the save. When they go to the side angle, white ice. Same thing with the Canucks. Rodriguez, he does the wraparound over top. It looks like it's in. Go to the side. White ice. And my son is just free. White ice. White ice.
Wait.
I see white ice.
Hey, he would have never known that term if not for you.
No, that was Moeller's accurate? Fault, dude. That was Moeller. Moeller said it on the broadcast. But he's just shouting
the broadcast.
We had the broadcast on, and he's just shouting, "White ice!" I'm like, "All right, well, so the Panthers should be up 2-0, or should be up two. They should be up 2-0, right?
Well, if they didn't call in on the other side and didn't call
at worst 2-1, nothing. At worst 2-1.
At worst 2-1.
Yeah. At worst 2-1. So game goes on, and then I didn't know this rule. But this Quinn Hughes, the captain of the Canucks, he gets his first goal. And he, I mean, dude, this guy hit the hardest slap shot I've ever seen in my life. A real piss whistle. And Bob was kind of screened. He gives up a goal. Bob had some really sensational saves last night. I mean, he was awesome. But he had, but this one got through. But then also, it looks like a clear goal. New hockey rule. I was unaware of the Panthers call for a review. I'm like, what happened?
Oh, if you call for a review, then it's and you lose the review, then you go to a power play.
Exactly. Which means
they go back to back goals.
Which means Panthers gotta be sure. Okay. Panthers gotta be sure that this is they don't just challenge it for nothing because it looked like a clean goal, looked like nothing. Well, how about this?
Interference?
Well, apparently, I didn't know this, but on a face-off, when you drop the puck, you cannot put the puck in play unless it touches ice and stick. So some savant in the Panthers video room goes and looks on the face-off, and it very clearly touches the Canuck glove and then play on. It never touched the ice. So this piss whistle was technically illegal play. We all saw
illegal piss.
It was an illegal piss whistle.
That was crazy.
I had no idea about this rule. But then my son, now he thinks he's a hockey expert. And he goes, "We all saw it." We all, dude. He was, I mean, he because they go to Paul Maurice because it's clear as day that since the glove. But the goal, they come back. Goal stands. What? Now the Panthers are down 2-1. They should be up at least 2-1. So, you know, he's beside himself. And just to give backstory to everybody, we've had a little bit of a problem with flag football officials. I mean, he's already given the business to officials.
No. Wait a minute. Where does he get that from?
I don't know.
Oh, you know damn well.
I'm not allowed to be in this. I'm not allowed to be on the field.
Wait a minute. So you think that Tommy and giving the business to the officials, it just comes out of his own.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he had
a bum every day.
I'm sure there's got to be some level of influence there. I mean, it is my child. I'll wear it, but I don't feel like I'm that rough to the officials.
When all else goes wrong, just blame the athletes.
But dude, they go to Paul Maurice on the bench, and he's just like, he's got this just look like, you mother, like, come on. You saw it. We all saw it. So anyway, Canucks go on the power play. Panthers kill it. They eventually tie it 2-2. Goes to overtime. Panthers had some good chances, but it goes to overtime. Panthers lose an OT. They got a point, but feels like they got hosed last night. Feels like they got hosed.
Based on you and Tommy.
No, it feels like they got hosed. Dude, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I think it was a screw job.
So right now, Tommy's in reading class, and he's whispering to his buddy, they got hosed. Dude, the Panthers got hosed. Right? So he's basically doing it. Kids QAM at his school right now.
Maybe. I don't know. But he's very excited to go to his – I think I'm going to try and get him to the Panthers, not like – the week after, I think there's a Saturday night. Mrs. Dobel won't let school night games. So we're going to try and go in a couple Saturdays from now.
What about, do you think this is like going to spark an interest to play hockey? Or is that like...
I don't know. I don't know. He can't skate yet. I don't, like, he can't, he can go. What?
I can't skate. Neither can you. Yeah, no.
His sister can skate, but his sister didn't learn about his, until about his age. So I don't know. Maybe? I don't know. He's very into jiu-jitsu. That's his favorite.
So we know where this is going.
What?
He's going to be an enforcer?
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know. What I'm actually worried about, to be honest with you, is he's got his first jiu-jitsu competition coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to give the refs the business.
Oh, God. I can't wait. I literally I literally can't wait.
I mean, listen, and I have been telling you this for years, right?
That's great.
Like, why every time you lose, you got hosed?
I'm trying to teach him not to do that.
No, you can't do it. It's too late. But you've already. He watches you every weekend.
I don't feel like I am.
My goodness.
I don't feel like I'm that I don't feel like I am.
Really?
Damage is
white gone. Ice. White ice. So,
can you imagine Tommy yelling at the TV, white ice?
Got his hands up.
He just stand. Oh, now he's getting emotional. He's standing up.
Oh, dude, he was. He had his little. He had his victory cup. Rat. He had his. He had his Stanley C. Panther. We were geared out last night watching the Cats.
Could you imagine Tobin's drinking a little whiskey or something? And he's got his juice box. White ice. It's your boat. It's your fault. It is your fault already. Usually they get a little older before they start mimicking parents.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And it's other things, like good things. Right now, you have a tyrant, a little kid tyrant who goes after officials and thinks every time they lose, they got screwed.
No, yeah, That's what you did.
He's
like Kyle Lowry. He's terrible. He's like, he's got a problem. He did this. They lost a game on an offsides last year, and he was just sitting there at that time, 7 years old, just giving the ref the business, who was trying to move on to his next game. He's got another flag football game to go to. He goes, hey, who calls that? Who calls that?
Hey, who does it sound like?
I don't know.
That's the exact same thing you said when you came in here. So, yeah, you got little Tomes in school. Oh, my goodness. If they have sports in school, it's over. They're going to kick him off the team. He's too aggressive towards the officials. Look, we can't have this. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, I think.
And then Tommy goes, you know what's fun? Winning and not getting screwed.
We actually have audio from his flag football game, if I'm not mistaken. This is from the game.
You rat thing.
You rat fink, I believe he was quoted to say. Where did he learn you rat fink?
But here's the crazy thing. Tommy wants to win.
Yeah.
He don't care.
He doesn't settle.
You want style points. So I'm wondering when these two pads are going to cross.
I don't know.
Because y'all going to be watching the Dolphins game, and he fist pumped for them to win, and then you're all sad because – it was a 10-9 victory.
He doesn't care. He just wants to win.
Yes, everybody does except you.
I just missed the action, dude.
Okay, great. Great. You want to miss the action more? Lose.
Take a quick break. It is a Football Friday here, which is brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet together. Let's drive. We'll get into a little Finns, Canes, lots of football. We got an exciting weekend ahead. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy. Yeah.
Your son's called you a snitch.
He is calling me a snitch. Are you calling me a snitch?
Yes.
That's ridiculous, dude.
You snitchy, witchy, titchy, bitchy.